faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Today, eat Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal. Super, as in Superman.
Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal, presents The Adventures of Superman.
Today on his gambling ship, Joe Solitaire makes plans with Muscles, his burly henchman, against one of our friends on the Daily Planet.
Lois Lane is very popular in Metropolis, Muscles. Unless we can stop her, she'll put her campaign over.
What campaign, boss?
Don't you know she's trying to get all the mothers to back Perry White's anti-punch board bill?
Oh, yeah.
Well, if they all write to their state legislators the way she wants them to, I'm afraid White's bill will be passed. And that will put us out of business.
Just say the word, boss. I'll take care of her.
No, Muscles. I have a perfect plan to blow up her campaign.
Yeah, like what?
You'll see. Call Sally Miller on the ship-to-shore phone, Muscles. I want to talk to her.
Say, 18's the new magic number. Yes, the number of stars in the new Pep photo series. Pep now brings you photos of 18 radio and sports stars to add to your collection. Candid camera size, glossy photos of famous stars that you get as a prize, one on every package of Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal.
Think of it, 18 stars in this brand new series, top notchers in the radio world, like Tom Brenneman, star of Breakfast in Hollywood, and great athletes like Norman Stanley, the fullback of the San Francisco 49ers football team, and Don Budge, the famous tennis player.
Right, and they're just a sample. So start right now to collect all 18 photos.
Just get your photos from every package of Pep, those golden flakes of good whole wheat. And speaking of prizes, a bowl of Pep's a bowl of prize eating. Makes every breakfast a tasty event.
That's Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal. Super, as in Superman.
And now, the adventures of Superman.
Immediately after his election as mayor, Editor Perry White, aided by Clark Kent, who is Superman, set out to rid Metropolis of a vicious and dishonest punchboard racket which fleeced school children of their money and often got them into serious trouble. Twice, Joe Solitaire, boss of the racket, made an attempt on White's life, but was each time foiled by Superman. Now, White is trying to have the state legislature pass a bill to make punchboards illegal, and Kent and Lois Lane, girl reporter, are backing him up in the Daily Planet. As we continue now, unaware that Solitaire has marked her as his next target, Lois is entering Kent's office in the Daily Planet.
Clark, the chief's idea is paying off like nobody's business. It's terrific.
His idea?
Yes.
Oh, you mean your campaign on the woman's page.
I mean nothing else but. Sure. Why, I've been absolutely snowed under with phone calls from mothers, letters from mothers, even visits from mothers.
Sure.
They all promised to write their or wire their representatives in the state legislature insisting that Mr. White's bill be passed.
Hey, that's swell, Lois. Keep up the good work.
Don't worry. I'll get 50,000 mothers to go to bat for that bill.
Atta girl.
And, excuse me. Just between you and me, Clark, I've got quite a bit of influence with the women in this city, you know.
Careful, Lois. You'll break your arm.
A what?
You'll break your arm, patting yourself on the back.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to brag.
Oh, forget it. I still say you're doing a swell job.
Thanks, Clark. As a matter of fact, you rate a big assist.
I do.
Sure. Your story about Ronnie Thomas was a honey, Clark. Anyone reading it, I mean about how poor little Ronnie got into such terrible trouble because of a punchboard, couldn't help being furious at Joe Solitaire and want to drive his punchboards right out of the state.
Tell me more. You know something, Lois? This is beginning to sound like a mutual admiration society.
Yes, isn't it?
Excuse me. Yes?
Is Miss Lane in your office, Mr. Kent?
Yes, she is.
Would you tell her there's a phone call for her, please? Mrs. Sally Miller.
Who's Mrs. Sally Miller?
Search me. You know what Mrs. Miller wants to talk to Miss Lane about, Miss Backrack?
Uh-huh. About the anti-punchboard bill.
Oh?
She says it's important.
Oh, just a minute. You want to talk with her, Lois?
Oh, yes. It's probably another mother wanting to join the crusade.
Oh.
Ask Miss Bachrach to put the call on your line, will you please,
yes,
Clark?
Sir.
Okay.
Put Mrs. Miller through on my line, please, Miss Bachrach.
Okay. Tell Miss Lane to just pick up your phone, Mr. Kent.
Right. Thanks. Here you are, Lois.
Thanks, Clark. Hello? This is Miss Lane.
Miss Lane, this is Sally Miller. I've been reading your articles in the Daily Planet about the evils of punch boards, you know. Oh, and I think they're just wonderful.
Well, thank you very much, Mrs. Miller. I
have two children of my own, and I certainly wouldn't want anything to happen to them like what happened to that poor little Ronnie Thomas.
Why, of course you wouldn't, Mrs. Miller.
What can I do to help prevent such things?
Why, simply send a telegram or a letter to your state representative urging him to vote for Mr. White's anti-punch board bill.
Well, I'd like to, and so would a lot of other mothers I know, but, well, we're afraid.
Afraid? Of what?
What's this, Lois?
Well, this may sound silly, Miss Lane, but my husband says Joe Solitaire is a dangerous racketeer, and he might do something awful to us if we...
Oh, that's nonsense, Mrs. Miller. Why, several thousand women have already sent wires and letters. Nothing's happened to any of them, nor is anything going to. Why, the whole idea is preposterous. Can't you see that?
Yes, that's what I told my husband, but he and a lot of others don't agree with me.
Look, I'd like to talk to your husband, Mrs. Miller, and to those others, too.
I was hoping you would say just that.
Really?
I'm having a crowd of friends at my house tonight to discuss this very thing. Would you drop by for a moment and explain everything? Would you do that, please?
Certainly. I'd like nothing better, Mrs. Miller. Where do you live?
At 217 Park Place.
Oh, just a second while I write it down. Would you, Clark, hand me a pencil, would you?
Yeah, here you are.
Thanks. Did you say 217 Park Place?
That's right. Apartment 14A.
Park Place, apartment 14A. Now, when
can
would
you
be...
make it around 8 o'clock, Miss Lane?
I'll be there between 8 and 8:30. Will that be all right?
Oh, fine, just fine. It's so kind of you, Miss Lane.
Not at all. Goodbye, Mrs. Miller. See you tonight.
Wonderful. Goodbye, Miss Lane.
Hey, what's cooking, Lois?
Can you imagine, Clark, this woman and Mrs. Miller and a lot of her friends want to write their representatives to vote for the chief's anti-punch board bill, but Mr. Miller told them they might get into trouble with Joe Solitaire.
What? Yeah. Oh, ridiculous.
Why, of course it's ridiculous. I'm going over to her house tonight and tell her and her friends so.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, look, how about me coming along?
No, thanks, Clark. I can
handle
it. Good grief, it's after 5. I've got tomorrow's story to do, and I promised to make a short speech at the newspaper women's dinner at 7, and I said I'd be at Mrs. Miller's house at 8:30.
Sounds like a busy evening for you.
You're not kidding. I've got to dash. I'll see you tomorrow, Clark.
Right. So long, Lois.
Hello? Joe Solitaire speaking.
Joe, this is Sally. Sally Miller.
Yes, Sally. What's the dope?
Everything's Jake. That reporter gal fell for it like a ton of bricks.
She did?
Yeah, she's going to be at my place between 8 and 8:30 tonight.
Fine, fine. You know just what to do now, don't you?
Just leave it to me, Joe.
Good. Call me as soon as it's over.
Okay. So long, Joe.
So long.
What kind of trap have Joe Solitaire and Sally Miller set for the unsuspecting Lois Lane? We'll be back in a moment to find out. So keep listening.
Say, you Pep fans, listen. Say, what is that? A sound effect of a mob scene? Why, that's the sound of your crowd admiring a complete Pep photo collection. All 18 photos of radio and sports stars in Pep's brand new series. You get these slick, real photos to collect as a prize. One in every package of Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal.
That's right. Sparkling actual photos of standout radio stars like Margaret Whiting. And top-notch sports stars like Paul Dizzy Trout, the great pitcher of the Detroit Tigers.
Sure, and they're just two of the famous stars in this super series. 18 photos in all. You'll find golf and tennis champions, football and baseball stars, and radio comedians. Everyone's a favorite of yours.
You bet. And what's more, these photos are collector's gems, printed on actual glossy photographer's paper, lifelike as can be.
Right. And that hard, glossy surface stands up under lots of wear.
Talk about perfect items to collect. Why, you'd better start today to save the whole set of 18 photos so you'll have the best collection in your neighborhood.
Remember, you get these photos as a prize. One in every package of Pep, those delicious flakes of whole wheat. So the more pep you eat, the more photos you add to your collection.
Not only that, the more you'll say, "Man, Pep's the breakfast for me." Yes, sir. The minute you grab your spoon and taste each delicious load of Pep.
That's Kellogg's Pep, the sunshine cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal. Super, as in Superman.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman. Promptly at 8:30 in the evening, Lois Lane rang the bell of Sally Miller's apartment and was admitted by a blonde, rather flashily dressed woman who now leads the girl reporter down a short corridor toward the closed door of a front room.
It was awfully nice of you to come, Miss Lane.
Oh, not at all, Mrs. Miller. I want to do all I can to have Perry White's anti-punchboard bill passed.
So do I. And I certainly hope you can convince my friends.
I'm sure I can.
Well, here's your chance, Miss Lane. Go right in, Miss
Lane.
What is this? Go on.
You wait a minute. Roulette wheels. Dice tape. But this is a gambling house.
You're not kidding, sister. Okay, Nippy, make with the camera.
Okey-doke, Sally.
Here, stop it. You let me out of here.
Stay where you are, sister. These pictures will fix your wagon.
I've been framed.
Don't move anybody.
Wait a minute, officer. I was brought here on the false pretenses.
Come on to the judge, lady. Let's go, boys. Round them up.
Yes, Joe Solitaire speaking.
Joe, this is Sally. It worked, Joe, it worked.
It did, huh?
Yeah, like a charm. Tell you more later. I gotta hang up now.
Okay, good work, Sally.
Well, boss?
It worked, Muscles.
Yeah? That's swell. Now when them pictures come out in the newspaper showing Miss Lane caught in a gambling
thing...
That,
Muscles, will be the end of Miss Lane's efforts to get the mothers of Metropolis working for Perry White's anti-punchboard bill. I'll bet the women of Metropolis will have nothing to do with her now.
Gee, boss. What a brain you got.
His watery, grape-like eyes gloating with triumph, Joe Solitaire rubs his slender, graceful hands in satisfaction. Certain now that he has disgraced Lois Lane and so relieved the pressure from his vicious, lucrative punchboard racket. What will happen to Lois when she finds her reputation endangered? And what will Superman's answer to this latest move by the cunning racketeer? There's rapid fashion, action tomorrow, and an amazing development in tomorrow's exciting episode, fellows and girls. So be sure to listen. Tune in, same time, same station, for Chapter 15 of Pennies for Plunder on The Adventures of Superman.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time by Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal. Will you have some candy?
Sure.
Some Rice Krispies Marshmallow Squares?
Sure thing. Where are they?
I wasn't offering. I was just asking whether somebody at your house will make you some of the most delicious, easy-to-fix candy you ever popped into your mouth. Light as a feather Marshmallow Squares, all golden with the toasted rice bubbles of Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Can you picture a cereal that doubles in candy?
And how? When do we eat?
Today. Just get somebody to fix you Rice Krispies Marshmallow Squares. The simple recipes printed right on the package of Kellogg's Rice Krispies. This program came from New York. Stay tuned now for Captain Midnight, which follows in a moment. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.